Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, April 16th. Tune in Thursday. I can't wait. At the end, I recorded some of the songs when we went to the sunrise service at Hope Community Church. It was awesome. We were in the foyer because it was rainy, and the voices just echoed. There were lots of men's voices that were singing out. You could hear the women too, but it was just wonderful. So I have Christ the Lord is Risen today at the end for you. And in the middle of the song, Meredith Adler, who helps lead out in worship at Hope Community Church, read for us Psalm 130, which is my favorite psalm. So it's super meaningful to me. I hope it will lead you in worship today as well. In the scriptures, we're in Genesis chapter 3. Today, I don't want to read this. It's about the fall, the sneaky snake, and how he deceives Adam and Eve. I'm thinking a lot about how the sneaky snake, the devil, tries to deceive each of us daily. And I'm praying even now that the Lord would help us to crush him, to defeat him. Genesis chapter 3, starting in verse 1, and we'll go through verse 13. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die." "You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food, and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." Oh, goodness gracious, before we move on, let's just talk a little bit about the blame game. Who does Adam blame? The woman. He doesn't even say, "Eve, the woman you put here with me." And then the Lord looks to the woman and he's like, "Oh, what have you done?" And she blames the serpent. I think one of the lessons we can learn from this text is that we need to take ownership of our sinful behavior and acknowledge before the Lord that we, like Adam and Eve, are distracted from the truth and are confused, maybe, that God doesn't have our best in mind. And so we go after things that God says are not in our best interest. So today, Lord, help us to crush Satan. Help us to overcome temptation and give us awareness of your true character that you love us completely, and you have given us your law to protect us and to give us a life of flourishing. Psalm 95 is our psalm for today. It's beautiful. It's a reminder that God is our rock and our salvation. I think about the rock in the Old Testament when the Israelites were wandering through the desert and they were thirsty at Horeb in Exodus chapter 17, also at Kadesh in Numbers 20. And Moses calls out to the rock and he hits the rock and water gushes from the rock. It is the salvation of the people in a sense. In the New Testament, we're reminded that Jesus is the spiritual rock and he gives us living water. That strength and protection and safety and steadiness and foundation. And that in him, we are free. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is a great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if only you would hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, and as you did that day at Massah in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested me. They tried me, though they had seen what I did. For 40 years I was angry with that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Let's go back to verse 6. Come, let us bow down and worship. That's what we're going to do at the end of the podcast. We're going to worship with those of us who were at the sunrise service. Come, let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Why? For he is our God, and we are the sheep of his pasture, the flock under his care. To end today in prayer, I want to lead us using Psalm 23. Will you pray with me? O Lord, you are our shepherd. We don't have to want. You provide everything we need, physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, financially, and spiritually. You provide water from a rock, and you provide living water for our souls. You lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Lord, help us to trust you. Help us to know those areas where you have put off limits, and give us eyes only for your will and your way. Lord, you lead us beside still waters. You restore our souls. Lead us in paths of righteousness, Lord, for your name's sake. Lord, as the Lord's Prayer says, do not lead us into temptation today, Lord, we pray. Even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, Lord, for those who are grieving and those who are struggling, I pray that they would be surrounded by your presence and reminded of your watch care, that even in the valley of death, you are there. You are present with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. As the psalm yesterday said, Lord, you discipline us, but you also give us reprieve. And we thank you. Lord, thank you for preparing a table for us in the presence of our enemies. Thank you for all your many blessings, your anointing of us. our cups overflow. Lord, we cling to the promise that surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord, who reigns forever. Amen.